Detroit police quickly moved into position, stopping a convoy of pro-Palestinian supporters who were headed to the Ambassador Bridge in their vehicles yesterday in what probably was going to be an attempt to shut down traffic at the bridge to Canada, as we saw happening in San Francisco and in New York City. We were in a conversation Friday with Osama Sablani, the publisher of the Arab American News, all-around good guy, proud to be an American. He chooses to be an American and to live in America and believes he has lived the American dream. And many people in his community, he said, feel the same way. And so I've been asking him to try to help me understand, because I'm not going to pretend that I have no idea how somebody gets to a point where they are screaming, death to America. I really don't. Having been born and raised in America with an ethnic background, Lebanese, I am so thankful that I'm in America, and I'm missing something that I think Osama Sablani can help us with. And that's why I've asked him back. I promised I wanted him back to have more time, and here it is. Osama, always a pleasure, sir.
Good afternoon, Paul. Thank you very much for inviting me again.
Well, I like hearing from you, and I believe you have wise information. One of the things that we talked about, of course, was it's hard for me to imagine that people, the Palestinians, don't blame Hamas for bringing this hellfire onto the Palestinian people, because certainly they knew this was going to happen. And you point out, this is not a problem that started on October 7th. Correct. You said it started in 1948. Start there.
Correct. Well, it started in 1948 when the Palestinians were evicted out of their homes and their land. There were probably about, like, at that time, 750,000 that they went into neighboring states, and now they're in millions still in refugee camps living life that you and I cannot live for 1 hour. They have been living there. Their children, their grandchildren, their great-grandchildren have been living for 75 years in refugee camps with no identity, no places. They cannot buy anything, cannot work. They have no work permit in the neighboring countries. And that is an awful thing to do to a human being. So October 7 is a point in an action, but it's not the beginning of a war. The beginning of the war and the beginning of action started back in 1948. And the problem, and the biggest problem, Paul, that we have is that we have lack of leadership in the world, because this issue should have been addressed. Bill Clinton tried to address it in 1993. I was in the White House on September 13, 1993. In fact, I was sitting right behind Secretary Schultz. And when the Oslo Accord was signed between Yasser Arafat, the PLO chair, and Yitzhak Rabin, the Prime Minister of Israel. And at that time, we thought that here we go. Now we are starting a road to peace and to two-state solutions. But what later happened is that nothing. It did not materialize. Yitzhak Rabin was assassinated by the Israelis. And Yasser Arafat was killed later in the beginning of 2002, I think 2003. So now we are, after 30 years of the signing of the Oslo Accord, we still have the same problem. In fact, the problem has been pushed to a limit where it's beyond even repair anymore. And there is no leadership in America. America is leading the world today. And I blame the leadership of George W. Bush, of Barack Obama, of Donald Trump, and now of Joe Biden, because they are not doing anything in order to fix the damage and repair the situation. Palestinians should have their homeland. Two-state solution was the answer. The one who did not do it, who refused to do it, are the Israelis. Not the Palestinians. The Palestinians have accepted the two-state solution. They took 20% of their original land, but the Israelis refused. And the fact of the matter is, today, as we speak, the President of the United States is saying, let's have a two-state solution, and Benjamin Netanyahu is saying, no way, we are not going to accept And the majority of his cabinet does not want to have a Palestinian state to coexist with an Israeli state. So what do you do with the 6 million, 7 million Palestinians who are in the West Bank, in Gaza, and in Jerusalem, and also inside Israel? What are you going to do with them? Are we going to kill all of them? I mean, is this his plan? To evict them where? To Sinai or to the Negev desert? Where is he going to put 6 million Palestinians? This is the question that needs to be answered. And it has to be answered by the Israelis and by the American administration that is supporting Israel and continue to finance its wars and continue to protect Israel politically, financially, and militarily.
We always hear that the Palestinians, the Arabs, are raised to hate and want to do away with all Israelis. But kind of what you're saying is if Netanyahu can't come up with a two-state solution, won't accept it, it's almost as if the Israelis are saying, we don't want any of the Palestinians. We hate them. We don't want them to exist.
That is really what's happening right now, Paul. I mean, this is not a propaganda. This is something that Netanyahu is saying to the president of the United States. No, I do not want a two-state solution. I will not accept a Palestinian state to exist next to Israel. So this is where the problem is. Now we have to address it, and we have to have the leadership in order to stand up and say, look, we need to finish this war and this conflict and put it to rest so people can live in peace and prosperity in the Middle East. The Israelis and the Palestinians and the rest of the Arab world can do a lot together. But we need to resolve this issue.
We do. And Osama, it's not just for those people in that part of the world to live in peace. It's for the world to live in peace, because
correct,
the entire world is affected by all of this.
Absolutely.
And I, for one, am really tired of it and need somebody to step in, because it doesn't look like it's going to be the Palestinians or the Israelis are going to step in and say, all right, let's fix this and let's figure out a way we can live together. So it is going to take Great
Only
Britain,
America.
The United States.
Only America can do this. Only America and the leadership in America that they can do it. And unless they step in and they be a peaceful broker, an honest broker for peace, this issue will not be resolved.
Osama Siblani, I appreciate your straightforwardness and telling it like you see it, and we really appreciate it.
One more thing, Paul.
Sure.
No one in our community would tolerate death to America. The guy who shouted death to America is not an Arab. He's not an Arab American or a Muslim American. He's a convert. He's a white American. He said it and he explained himself. We condemned it in all terms. America is a great country. It's our country. We love our country. We disagree with this foreign policy, but that doesn't mean that we can accept this term, death to America. No, long
well,
live America.
And over the last few days, we've heard it around the country, sadly.
Right.
And that we need to get fixed. Osama Siblani, God bless you. Publisher of the
Thank
Arab
you.
American News. We'll talk again soon.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you, sir. As we continue, Focus with Paul W. Smith, WJR.